Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to be talking about fake growth versus real growth. It's very easy to deceive yourself when you're doing personal development into thinking that you're actually growing when really you're not fixing the root issues that are causing the deepest problems in your life. You tell yourself in a sense that you're growing, but actually you're not. And in general, what I find is that when we enter personal development, those first few years that we're doing it, we're just kind of trying to orient ourselves. We're not really sure how this whole field works yet, how it's going to fit into my life, how it's really going to affect my life. And what you have is you have these cartoon caricatures of what growth will look like. So let's say you come into personal development and you have a problem, like you feel shy and insecure, or you're not able to attract women, or you're not able to find that dream relationship that you want or that marriage that you want, or you have trouble losing weight, or you're struggling with business and with your finances. Whatever the issue is, you tend to think that, okay, so I need a solution, right? So people come into this stuff because they want a solution to a burning problem in their life. So they come in there and they say, okay, what's the solution going to look like? And in their mind, they're just kind of imagining almost in a childlike way how this issue is going to be resolved for them. And so it's funny because some of these childlike cartoon caricatures are just so unrealistic that it points us in the wrong direction as to where to look for solutions. What are some examples? Well, let's say you got a shy guy, right? Someone who's not cool with women and he's not very confident with men. So he comes in and he says, oh, I'm going to become real confident. My solution to this problem is I'm going to be the super alpha confident guy. And then he goes looking for that. He thinks that's really going to be how the issue is resolved, is by becoming the super alpha confident guy. And of course, that's not really how it's going to get resolved. Or maybe a woman comes into this thing and, you know, she's looking for Prince Charming. She thinks that, well, right now I'm needy. That's my problem, is I'm needy and I really feel lonely. I feel like my life is empty. If I can just find Prince Charming, that's it. That's going to be my solution, right? That's going to give me happiness. And of course, that's not how it's going to work. That's not how that issue is really resolved. Or let's say a man comes into this situation, into personal development, and he's coming from a place where he's really struggling in business. He's got a lot of competitors. His business is struggling. So his dream solution is that, oh, you know, I'm gonna do really good in business. I'm gonna stomp all my competitors into the ground. That's kind of his fantasy solution. But of course, that's not how any of these really deep issues get resolved. They don't get resolved by this surface level stuff. They don't get resolved by external solutions. In reality, what happens when you experience real growth is that the issue simply becomes a non-issue. So if you're shy, cripplingly shy, then the solution to that is not to become alpha confident. It's just to stop caring about shyness. Like, it just becomes a complete non-issue to you. There's an emotional release that happens, see? And if you're needy and you want a marriage or a relationship, the solution to that is not to get your marriage or your relationship, but it's actually to let go of the need for a marriage or a relationship. Very counterintuitive. It just becomes a non-issue. Like, you stop caring about it. You stop needing it. There's an emotional release. And if you're really hung up on trouncing all your competitors, the solution that is not to come out number one. It's not to prevail over the marketplace. That's not the solution. The solution is to stop caring about competition at all, to stop even thinking about competitors, to remove that entire way of looking at the world from your mind, to erase it, so to speak, so that it's just a complete non-issue. You just don't even think about it anymore. Again, there's been that emotional release. There's a change in perspective. That's what real growth looks like relative to fake growth. And I want to fill in the blanks here and some of the gaps by giving you lots of examples of what I mean by real and fake growth as we go on. But how do you tell the difference? How do you really know that you've experienced real growth in some area of your life? Here's how. You get a permanent release of the issue. You don't overcompensate for the issue. You stop obsessing about the issue. It completely leaves your mind, and it almost seems like, oh my God, I can't believe like this has ever been an issue for me. It's so unimportant, it's so trivial, and it's so insignificant. That's what it'll look like when you really get an emotional release. Also, what'll happen is that you won't need defensiveness anymore. What a lot of people do is they think that to resolve their issue, they need to build like this fortress. Like they have a castle that's under attack. They need to build a moat around it and a giant fence with electrical barbed wiring and, you know, make it all secure. But that actually tells you that you're not resolving the issue. You can put all the security systems in there and you can build, a giant moat around your castle. But that is just you being defensive and neurotic. Really, what needs to happen, you need to let go of the need. Dismantle all your defenses. And this is very counterintuitive and scary to the ego, because the ego only understands defensiveness and protectiveness. That's kind of its modus operandi. And another hallmark of true growth is that there's no longer a need to exert willpower over the situation. There's no longer a need to whip yourself into a frenzy to do the things you need to do the things that are healthy for you. You don't need to whip yourself into a frenzy to be loving towards people. You don't need to whip yourself into a frenzy to go work on your business. You don't need to whip yourself into a frenzy in order to get the kind of sex you want, or the kind of relationships you want, or the kind of health you want. All of these are neurotic solutions when you're whipping yourself and you think, oh yeah, I gotta really, you know, put the screws in and really work really hard. This kind of stuff. When you notice that there's a lot of tension in your body and internal friction, that tells you that you're not really experiencing true growth. Here's a litmus test for true growth. You look at your emotional responses to challenging situations in that specific area of your life that you're trying to develop in. And you ask yourself, have my emotional responses improved? Am I less reactive? Do people no longer push my buttons? Do I have less emotional need in this area of my life? Am I calmer in this area of my life? Do I not think obsessively about this area of my life anymore? If so, then real growth has occurred. And if not, then it hasn't. And this is where fake growth comes in. Because see, fake growth masquerades as real growth. And what fake growth is basically success or achievement. And our society right now is very focused on success and achievement. It's focused on finding an external fix for whatever problem we have, either a technological fix or a money fix, or a relationship fix or whatever, but it always looks like an external circumstance or situation. So basically the way it works is you come in and you're dissatisfied with your life because you think that some external situation in your life is not properly set up. Maybe you don't live in the right place, you don't live in the right house, you don't have the right car, you don't have the right number of digits in your bank account, you don't have the right girlfriend, you don't have the right boyfriend, you don't have the right children, you don't have the right career or whatever. And you tell yourself, well, of course, that's where the problem lies, right? It lies in those things. If I can just fix those circumstances and I get myself the right career, the right girlfriend, the right boyfriend, the right number of digits in my bank account, then that's going to be real growth. But all of that is just success and achievement, see? Those are all external fixes. And they actually, in a very clever way, take the attention off the real issue. The real issue is inside of you. That's where the real work has to happen. Inside. Fake growth is stuff on the outside. Real growth is stuff changing on the inside. Let me give you some examples, some really classic examples, which will get you a good idea of what I'm talking about here, this distinction between fake and real growth. So let's say we have a needy woman who feels lonely, and then what she does is she finds her dream relationship. And she marries this guy, and it seems like it's going great. Now, was that real growth, or is that fake growth? Just because you find a guy, that is like a mask over the deeper issue that wasn't really resolved in the situation. See, finding a great guy does not solve the core issue of neediness for this woman. It doesn't solve her loneliness fear. That fear is still in her. It's just not acute anymore because there's this nice external circumstance which is kind of supporting you. It's like a support structure. But as soon as that support structure is taken away, you're back to square one. See, nothing really here was solved. This was just a success, an achievement. Your marriage is an achievement. That's what it was in this case. How about the case of a jealous man? Let's say a man has this problem with being jealous about the girlfriend that he dates. He's always jealous because they're talking to other guys, and they're very friendly with other guys, and you know, this really makes him feel insecure. So what does he do? Eventually, he finds himself an introverted woman, and he makes her his girlfriend. This woman is different from the other women in that she's introverted, in that she doesn't have a lot of friends, she doesn't have a lot of guy friends. And so now it seems like, oh, this man has solved this problem. Because this woman doesn't talk to guys anymore, so there's no more reason to be jealous. This seems like the perfect fix. Except really, we know it's not the perfect fix. Nothing has really changed about the man's problems. The guy is still fundamentally jealous. He just put a kind of like a mask over that problem by finding this woman who doesn't really put him into a challenging emotional situation. As soon as she goes and meets a guy, friend, and starts chatting with him, like some, you know, some old guy friend from college, this guy's going to get super jealous again. So nothing was really fixed. No real growth has happened here. It was just an achievement. Let's take the example of a man who worries about money all the time. He's insecure about money. And this has been haunting him for years as he's working on his business, let's say. But then, all of a sudden, he's working on his business for a few years and the business starts doing great. He's starting to lead in his marketplace. The economy's doing well. Everything's going well. No more money problems. He has more money than he could ever imagine. Did that fix the root issue that he had with money? No, of course not. Not at all. It's just masked it. It's made the fears about money irrelevant. Of course they're irrelevant because he's got lots of money. But as soon as the economy starts going down a little bit, or as soon as some of his clients stop paying him, all those fears are going to come back in full force because they weren't really addressed. And he might feel for a while, maybe for a few years, he's going to feel like he's on top of life. And everything's going great, and he's really happy and satisfied with life because the money's coming in, and he doesn't have to worry about it, right? But in the back of his mind, he's going to be afraid that whole time as well. Afraid because he knows that the money could dry up at any time, and then he'll be back in his old neurotic patterns. And so what happens is that even when he's doing well, he can't really be fulfilled and satisfied, because that fear is still there. It hasn't really been addressed. And you can't fix the fear of losing money and the fear of going broke. You can't fix that by just pouring money on the problem. Just because you have $100 million in your bank account does not mean that your mind will say, oh, we don't need to worry about losing money anymore. The mind doesn't work that way. That stuff is wired into your mind. It needs to be unwired. That's where the inner growth comes in. Okay, let's take the example of an angry person who has trouble collaborating at work. He just can't collaborate with people. He can't work cooperatively. So what does he do? He goes and he creates a stay-at-home job for himself. So he's not working in the office anymore. He's kind of isolated himself. And now he doesn't feel any anger anymore or frustration because he's just working by himself, kind of like a lone wolf now. And now he feels calm and he feels happy and he thinks that this has solved his problem. But did it really? He's isolated himself. He's no longer around people. So of course he has no reason to be angry anymore. But that didn't really fix his issue. Something inside of him was making him angry when he was working with and collaborating with others. That's the thing that needed to be fixed. And that's not fixed by simply sticking your head in the sand and working from home. So no real growth happened here. This was fake growth. It was an achievement. And in fact, you can imagine this guy is real proud. He'll tell his friends and he'll tell other people he meets. He'll tell his family that, hey, you know, I work from home. That's an accomplishment that I made. I'm growing in my life by making this accomplishment. And other people will look at him and say, oh, yeah, it's real cool that you work from home. You know, I wish I could work from home. That sounds like a really sweet gig. How can I do that? Tell me more. I'm real jealous of you now. Or I'm real happy for you. And to the guy, it seems like, oh, yeah, look, all these people, they admire the fact that I work from home. And so he tricks himself into thinking that, oh, I've really grown. But actually, he hasn't grown. And in the future, if he ever needs to collaborate with somebody, and of course he will, then that anger is going to come right back up. And he's always going to be afraid. He's going to be afraid to collaborate with people. That's going to limit him in his business, and it's going to limit him in his work for the rest of his life, unless he fixes that core inner issue with some real growth. Or how about you take an uncool guy, a shy guy, who learns how to pick up girls. Let's say this guy was really bad with women and with dating in high school and in college, very typical scenario. And now, you know, he goes and starts doing pickup and he learns how to date and he gets really good. He gets real funny and he develops a sense of humor and confidence and all this kind of stuff. And now he feels very alpha because he can go and he can pick up a girl and have sex with her. On the surface, that seems like, hey, look, I solved my problem. Look, it's cool. Look how cool I am. But see, deep down, that guy still feels uncool. Because just from picking up a girl and having sex with her does not change the fact that in your mind, you fundamentally believe that you're an uncool guy. That you're a socially awkward guy. That somehow you're broken or you're deficient in some way. That's the real thing that needs to be fixed. And this success with women, this is just success. This is fake growth. Let's take the example of a rich guy who uses money to attract a wife. He can attract a woman through charisma and personality, naturally. So he just says, well, I mean, I'm gonna kill it in business, and then I'm just gonna, you know, flaunt my money, and then women will flock to me, and I'll pick one of them, and she'll become my wife. Problem solved, right? Problem solved. Of course, though, we know how this turns out. This is fake growth. Yes, you can attract a wife that way, but then the kind of relationship you'll have with her is going to be very dysfunctional. And in the end, the core issue hasn't been addressed. And that wife, she'll cheat on him or she'll leave this guy eventually after a few years, because the thing you need to attract a woman is you need to have some personality or some charisma that woman loves, that keeps her attracted. Money does not keep a woman attracted forever. So that's the thing the guy is avoiding fixing by focusing externally on the money and on the marriage. And then, of course, you know, he'll tell his friends, hey, look, I found this beautiful wife and she loves me and we're getting married. We're going to throw this big party. Come and celebrate with us. And of course, everybody's celebrating and they're saying, hey, look, they're a great couple. They're so perfect for each other. They seem to love each other. They get along so well. Look at them. And so they reinforce this self-deception in his own mind that what he did is that he solved the problem, when in fact he didn't solve the problem. He ran away from the problem. Or take a depressed person who's been depressed for months or maybe for years, and then all of a sudden they find a new hobby or they get involved with a new career or some, you know, some big activity in life comes their way. And now they're just busy with that new hobby or that new career. And they think like, oh, thank God, finally I got out of my depression. I resolved my depression. But of course, they didn't resolve their depression. They just found themselves a distraction. Their mind was sitting there depressed, and now all of a sudden it's just busy thinking about other stuff. And now, of course, that masked the depression. This person didn't really deal with their depression. They didn't go inside and really look, why am I depressed? What's got me depressed? What's going on in my mind? They didn't do that process of inner work. And so, of course, we know what will happen. What'll happen is that eventually this new hobby or this new career, it'll run its course. This person will get tired of it. And then they're going to fall back into depression. Even harder. Because they thought they cured it, and now they realize that they were just tricking themselves this whole time. See? And of course, when you have a great new hobby or a great new career, what do? You tell all your friends and your family, hey, look at my new career. I'm so busy and I'm so happy doing this stuff. And all of them, they applaud you and they say, oh yeah, you do have a great career. That's so wonderful for you. We're so happy for you. Maybe we're even jealous of you. And this reinforces in your mind this idea that, oh, I'm doing good. I'm really growing. I've really grown myself this year by getting this new career. And so this lie is reinforced in you. How about we take a woman who fights with her mom? She can't get along with her mom. So what does she do? She stops calling her. She moves far away to another city or another state. And they don't really talk much. And she feels like, okay, finally, you know, finally these arguments with mom have resolved themselves. Finally I have some peace of mind. I don't need to think about that stuff anymore. We don't yell at each other anymore. But of course, what happened? She just ran away from the problem. In the future, it'll probably come back and bite her in the ass. Or take a person who's overweight, who tells himself that he needs to get fit. And so what he does is he uses this technique of guilting himself into not eating junk food. So he tells himself, I'm not going to eat donuts anymore at the office. And then he guilts himself every single time that he eats a donut or a piece of pizza or something like this. And he thinks that by guilting himself for eating junk food, that this is a real solution to his problem. He feels like if he just guilts himself enough that he'll stop eating the bad food. And maybe he even does. He guilts himself so much that he stops eating the donuts and he stops eating the pizza and he even drops some weight. But that's fake growth. Because he didn't really deal with the core issue. The core issue is, why does he want those donuts in the first place? Why is he addicted to them? And the pizza and all this other junk stuff. Why does he need to guilt himself to stop from putting poison into his body? That shouldn't require guilt if you've really resolved that problem internally. But of course, he just cares about the external. He just wants to drop 5 or 10 pounds to look good during the summer or whatever. And okay, that's fine. And people even compliment him and say, hey, you look thinner. You dropped 20 pounds. Oh, my God, you look so good. I can see more muscles on you and all this kind of stuff. And of course, he's very happy about it because he thinks like, yeah, I succeeded. You know, my New Year's resolution was to drop 20 pounds. And unlike most people, I actually succeeded at this. So I'm a success. I've really grown. But in truth, this is fake growth. It's not real growth. And of course, those 20 pounds are going to come back. They'll be back in a few months or in a few years. They're all going to be back plus more. And this person's going to be more frustrated than ever because he thought that he solved the problem when in fact he didn't. So as you can see, there's a lot of examples of this kind of stuff. I can keep going and going and going with this. Hopefully you start to get an idea. I want you to now put your mind on your life. Take a look. Where in your life are you masking the deep inner work that you need to do with fake growth and success and achievement? Are you confusing success and achievement with growth? These are two very different things. Growth happens in here. Success happens out there. And let me tell you, real growth is much harder than success. Much harder. Which is, of course, why most people fall into this trap and they go for the fake growth, because it's easier. They know how to work in the external world. They don't really know how to work on the internal world. How do you change the internal world? How do you sculpt it to be what you want? It's a good question. Real growth is not about getting what you want externally, but about releasing your need for it internally. And this is really difficult to explain to people who are just getting into personal development, because when you get into personal development, you really honestly believe that if you just fix the externals, that's going to solve all your problems in life. And when people tell you, no, it won't, more advanced people tell you, no, it won't, that's been tried and it won't work, we know that doesn't work because of how human psychology is. It will not possibly work. This is like a law of human psychology. But you're so unfamiliar yet with human psychology that you can't really believe it. You're going to have a period of going out there and chasing this fake external success and failing over and over and over again to get satisfaction to finally realize, like, wait a minute, it's not working. Why is it not working? And then at one point you'll go back and you'll start to actually reevaluate the core assumption that you have, which is that changing external circumstances is really growing you. It's hard to believe that when you first start. Really hard. Because it sounds like, hey, Leo, what you're telling me is you're just telling me some positive thinking bullshit. You just want me to like sit on my ass and not do anything, right? That's what you're saying. And then I just need to feel happy and I need to feel good about myself and not do anything. And then I'm gonna manifest millions of dollars and all my relationship problems will get solved and I'm gonna attract the right girl and I'm gonna attract the right guy and all this stuff will happen. Sounds like that's what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying you sit on your ass and do nothing. I'm saying you do the real work, the inner work that you don't really know how to do. You commit to finding a way to do it. And you don't get distracted by the shiny objects all around you on the outside. That's what I'm saying. So there is real work to do, but you got to make sure you're doing it in the right place. One day you're going to have the following epiphany. After years of thinking you've been growing in some area of your life, like in your dating life or in your business life or in your fitness life, in that part of your life, you've been thinking you've really been growing for the last 5 years, and then it'll just hit you out of the blue. Like, oh, shit. I've really just been rearranging my external circumstances, haven't I? There hasn't been any real growth here. It's just been rearranging external circumstances. That's all I was doing this whole time. Shit. Son of a bitch. I can't believe I tricked myself like that. You're going to eventually come to this point where you admit that you haven't really changed the you. You haven't changed anything inside. And you're going to come to this point where you admit to yourself that, man, maybe I don't even want to change the me. It's rare that people actually want to change the you. A commitment to changing the self is rare. Because it's scary. Because it requires deep inner work. That's difficult to do. It's abstract in its nature. It's not as concrete as the external work. And you're breaking loyalty with yourself. And that's a very counterintuitive move, is to actually decide to break loyalty with yourself as a means of getting higher in your development. But if you think about it, this is what's necessary. I mean, if we're talking about real change, substantive change that makes a real difference in your life, how can you get that without changing yourself? Do you think that's really possible? That you're going to get significant change without changing yourself? At some point, you have to buy into this idea that, man, I have to give up myself in this process. I came in with this cartoon idea that I'm just going to, you know, tweak myself a little bit and something's really going to change in my life and I'm going to get real successful and real happy. But then you realize, no, what needs to happen is I need to just completely obliterate myself, completely transform myself to the point where there's almost nothing left of my old self. It's like you can't even recognize yourself anymore. Imagine that. Imagine 10 years from now, you wake up and you look in the mirror and you can't even imagine what it was like to be you as you are right now. That's what's actually necessary to get the kind of satisfaction and true success that you presently want out of your life. You think you can get this by not changing yourself, but you're going to realize that that won't work. And one or the other, you're going to have to give up. You're going to have to give up on the idea that you're going to be satisfied and successful in life in the really deep and fulfilling way. Or you're going to have to give up on this idea that you can preserve yourself, because you can't have both. You can't have both. Because the way you presently are is reinforcing all the stuff that you don't like about yourself. See? So you can't stay loyal to that and at the same time remove all the crap in your life. The two are one. All the crap in your life comes from the way that you are, not from your external surroundings. And it's going to be very tempting for you on this journey to take shortcuts, to bullshit yourself into thinking that you've grown, going for the easy stuff, the stuff you can buy, the stuff you can feel, the stuff you can see in the external world, the stuff people can praise you for. Because when you do internal work, no one praises you for this. No one really sees it. In fact, when you really do inner work, what happens is that people actually start to criticize you for it. They start calling you a hypocrite. They start calling you, oh, you've changed. Why are you such a different person now? I can't relate to you anymore. Come back and be the old you. So the real inner growth, you know, that's like you doing it all on your own. No one's going to do it for you. You can't buy a magic pill for it. No one's going to praise you for it. In fact, they're probably going to put you down for it. But that's the cost of true growth. I hope you have a higher vision in your mind of why this might be worthwhile doing. What would it take for you to give up yourself? What kind of vision would you need to have of your future that you would say, okay, fine, I'm willing to give up myself entirely. I don't care. I'll change everything about myself until I'm not even recognizing myself anymore in the mirror. But that's a worthwhile trade, because what I really care about is this thing here, this vision that I've got. What is that for you? Could be tied to your life purpose. Could be tied to how you want to help people in the world. Something like that. So keep all this in mind as you're growing. And keep an eye out for what kind of material you're learning and studying and purchasing. Because there's a lot of people out there that are selling you fake growth. And I'm not saying that they're evil people and that they're trying to manipulate and steal from you. I'm just saying that those people themselves are caught in this trap of fake growth. So, you know, people get caught in this trap to such an extent they're so unconscious about it that then they create products and books and seminars and stuff to sell you fake growth. And of course, it's much easier to sell fake growth than real growth, because real growth happens on the inside. It's kind of painful. It's not very glamorous. Whereas fake growth is very glamorous. It's flashy. It's shiny. You can buy a new car with it. You can buy a new house with it. You can get a trophy girlfriend with it, this kind of stuff. So that's much easier to sell and to market to you. So watch out. Keep an eye on that. When you're listening to somebody giving you advice, or you buy a self-help book or product or something, take a look. Is that person really teaching you the root causes and solutions? Or are they teaching you fake growth? All right, that's it. I'm signing off. Go ahead, click the like button for me, please. Share this with a friend. Post your comments down below. And come check out actualize.org right here. This is my newsletter and my website. Sign up to the newsletter. It'll keep you on track with getting real growth in your life. What I want for you is I want to show you the big picture, the biggest possible picture of personal development, and the biggest possible picture of what you can do with this one life that you have. How to actually get that deep sense of fulfillment and satisfaction that you can't get anywhere else or through any other means. This requires going really deep to the root of many of the issues that you have in life. So if you've come into this because you have a bad relationship or because you want some more money, that's fine. That's like your entry point, right? But stick with me. Make a commitment to watching this material on a weekly basis. What'll happen is it'll completely rewire your mind over the course of a few years. And it only takes like an hour a week that you commit to this. You'll be shocked at what is possible for you within the next 5 to 10 years by following some of these concepts, learning about them, and then slowly implementing them in your life. Your life will transform completely, and of course, all your results will transform completely from that. And how you feel about your life, which is ultimately what we're after, is we're ultimately after changing how we feel about our lives so that we can feel much better about it on all the different levels. Happiness, satisfaction, confidence, all this kind of stuff, our mood. To really transform that, you have to transform yourself on deep levels. And that's what gets me excited about doing this work, is that I can share with you some really powerful concepts and ideas and techniques that you can use to do that, in the same way that I'm doing it in my own life every single day. So sign up to the newsletter, and I'll see you soon with more videos.